B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Tainis Daf Chof Ches. We're going to start from the very top of the Omud. And the Gemara takes us back to the Mishnah on Daf Chof Vav Omud Aleph. The Mishnah brings the Parashiyos, what they would read on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, as we've discussed in the previous Gemaras. And then the Mishnah says, B'shachris u'b'musuf u'b'mincha nichnosim u'koyun al p'yem k'koyun es ha'shema. Which means that they would read the Torah b'tzibur, with the whole community, with the minyan, with the Sefer Torah. That would be done normally, and at sometimes it would be just read Kekoyrin Es HaShema, it's just Koyrin Al Pihem. They wouldn't go into the whole effort of taking out the Sefer Torah, they would read the parasha of that day by heart. The question is, it's a little bit unclear in the Mishnah, it seems to be clear that Shacharis, they definitely learned from the Sefer Torah. Mincha, they definitely did not. The question is, what's with Musaf? Where do you put the comma? Do you put the comma after the word Musaf, and then Musaf, as with Shacharis, they would read from the Sefer Torah? Or do you put the comma before Musaf, and Musaf, as with Mincha, they would not read it from the Sefer Torah? That's going to be the discussion of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Parasha Gedoyla, Koyrin Oysa B'Shnaim, B'Shacharis, U'B'Musaf, U'B'Mincha Koyrin Al Pihen, V'Chulei. Ibai Elhu, they asked the question in the Beis Medrash. Heicha K'Omar. How are you supposed to read it? Do you read it b'shachris u'b'musaf k'yonoisa b'sefer, that musaf, as with shachris, they would read from the Sefer Torah, u'b'mincha k'yonoisa alpeh k'yones ha'shema, and only by mincha they would read it by heart, as one reads the Shema? Or dilma, or possibly no. Hochik toni, this is what you have to read into the Mishnah. B'shachris, that only shachris k'yonoisa b'sefer, but u'b'musaf u'b'mincha, musaf and mincha k'yonoisa alpeh k'yones ha'shema. That's what the Chachomim in the Beis Medrash asked. Says the Gemara, we're going to bring proof of a Braisa, Toshema. The Tanya, B'shachris u'b'musaf nichnosim lebeis ha'knesses, Shachris and Musaf, they would go into the shul, v'koirin, k'derech she'koirin kol ha'shono, they would read from the parasha of the Sefer Torah, as one always does Kriyas ha'Torah the whole year. U'b'mincha, only b'mincha yochid k'ira oisa b'al peh, an individual reads it by heart. And this is the question, Omer Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is now asking, V'chi yochid yochid likreis divrei teira al peh b'tzibur, from the words of this braisa, that yochid k'ira oisa b'al peh, it seems that an individual, he was like ishliach tzibur, he was an agent for everybody, and he was mitzi them. The same way as regular kriyas ha'teira, one person is the baal k'ira, everybody else is yaitza from him, so too it seems here that with mincha, a single person, by heart, reads these parashas and is moitzi everybody else. Can that be that a single person can be moitzi everyone else by heart? And there's the Mefarshim discuss here a little bit exactly what's the issue, what's the question, and the Mefarshim explain the easiest explanation here is that there's an issue, and this is a Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach, but there's an issue of reading psukim by heart, and especially when it involves being moitzi others their chiyuv. Elo, what you have to read, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yossi, Kulam nichnosin v'koyin oisa al peh k'koyin es ha'shema. Indeed, they read the parashas by heart, by mincha, but not that one person reads it by heart to be moitzi everyone else. No, each and every individual themselves would read the parasha by heart like one reads the Shema. Continues the Gemara, Kol yoim shiesh b'halil ein boi maimed. This takes us back to the Mishnah on Daf Chof Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said that a day where there's halil, there's no maimed by shachris. Korban musaf, a day that they would bring a korban musaf, ein b'ne'ila, they would not say the ma'amodois, which is this special, what they're doing now with the Sefer Torah and davening for the korbanis and all that, that the ma'amodois would not be a ma'amodois by ne'ila. Korban eitzim, on a day where the korban eitzim, where they would make a type of a yomta for bringing for donating the woods for the Mizbeach, ein b'mincha, then they would not do the mamodis by mincha, divi Rebbe Akiva. And then Ben Azai said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Shoyne Rabbi Yeshua would learn that what? That korban musaf, that a day where there's a korban musaf, ein b'mincha. Then you do not say the mamodis by mincha, but you do say it by ne'ila. Korban eitzim ein b'ne'ila, when there's korban eitzim, you do not say the Mamodis by Ne'ila. And regarding this Korban Eitzim, that the final statement we just mentioned, that by Korban Eitzim, according to Rabbi Yeshua, not according to Tanakam, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that Ben Azai quoted and Rabbi Akiva afterwards agreed with, that where a day that the wood was brought, they would not say the Mamodois by Ne'ila, but they would say the Mamodois by Mincha. Asks the Gemara, Ma Hefresh ben Ze leze? Why would the extra bringing of those korbonis, of the korban of the woods, why would that only override or push off the Mamodis of Ne'ila and not those of Mincha? That's how Rashi explains this Gemara. Ma Hefresh ben Ze leze? Answers the Gemara, Halolu Divrei Torah. The Tefillah of Mincha is something which has biblical reference. We know, this is Gemara and Brochus, we learnt about this, that Yitzchok Avinu, he was the one who instated the concept of Mincha. It says in the Pasuk, Vayetze Yitzchok Losuach Basode, Lifnis Erev. However, Vahalolu, the concept of a Ne'ila Tefillah, Divrei Sofrim, that's only a rabbinical concept, and therefore it's easier, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's easier to push off and to override the Mamodis of Ne'ila than the Mamodis of Mincha. Continues the Gemara. Zman atzei koyanim v'ha'om v'chulei. Says that this is again, it says in the Mishnah, that there were nine dates in the year where different families would bring, they would donate, it would be their day to bring woods to the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, Tanu Rabbanon, Lomo Hutzuchu Loimar, Zman Atzei Koyanim V'Ha'om. Anybody can donate wood anytime to the Beis HaMikdash. What was unique about these nine dates? So, on those dates, there were people who donated. So what? What relevance does that have to the future? What was unique about these dates over any other individual who bringing wood to the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Braisa, Omru, Kesha'olu Bnei Agoyla. After 70 years of Golus, when they came back up from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, lo imotzu eitzim belishka, in the chamber where the woods were stored, there was no wood. V'omdu elu, it was these nine. We'll see, it was nine dates, it was really eight families, but these nine, let's call it the nine families, they were the ones who would bring they came forward and volunteered to donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash. V'isnadu mishalem, they brought their own wood and said, here, we're donating this for the Mizbeach. V'chein hisnu neviim b'neim, and the neviim, they agreed between them, she'afilu lishka mle'o eitzim yu, even in the event that on these days, the chamber of wood was full of wood, eilu misnadu mishalem, on this day, these people were allowed to come every year and any year in the future generations could come, they would be able to donate the wood. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Nehemiah, V'hagoyrolois, the lots, hipalnu al korban ha'etzim, ha'koyanim ha'levim v'ha'om, they were cast lots for the korban ha'etzim, this bringing this gift of wood to the Beis HaMikdash, lehovi lebeis elekenu, lebeis aviseinu, le'itim muzumonim, at very appointed times, these nine dates, Shana b'Shana, every year, Levayer al Mizbach Hashem Elikeinu, Kakosuv b'Torah, in order to burn on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. And it was these, because of this takana, that the Mishnah tells us that these people, they, whenever, doesn't matter what the situation with the stock and supplies of wood is, when these families bring, on these nine dates, bring the wood, their wood is going to be used, even if there's wood in the chamber. Continues the Gemara, and the Mishnah says that there was on one of those dates, and this was actually on the 15th of Av, then the Kernim, the Levim, anybody who knew that they belonged to a family who the tradition was that they would bring woods and that day would be a Yom Tov for them, then on that day they would contribute to Zaytoy, the Bnei Zaytu, which were the ones who would, the family that brought on the 15th of Av, and with them was the Kernim Levim, and also another, it would possibly read as two families, but another family that were called the Bnei Goinve Ali, which seems to be those that would smuggle, it's stealing, but we'll soon see it wasn't stealing, but they smuggled through the Ali, which was a grinding tool, or Bnei Koitze Ktsiois, which we'll see in a moment, are the same people, those that would cut the figs, that they would also be part of bringing the woods on the 15th of Av. So we have to see, Ma Hoyu, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Ma Hoyu, what was the story? Who was this family that was called Bnei Goinve Ali, or Bnei Koitze Ktsiois? those who had cut these figs. What's going on here? Omra, they explained as follows. Pam achas gozra malchus gezeira. At one point, there was a decree against Al Yisrael, against Klal Yisrael, shelo yoviu eitzim lemarocha, that forbade people to bring woods for the marocha, for the fire on the Mizbeach. And also, shelo yoviu bikurim liyushalayim, they shouldn't bring bikurim to Yerushalayim. Vahishivu prusdois al adrochim, and the governments, they positioned guards on the roads, exactly kaderech shahoishiv Yerovam ben Nevat, like that Rosha Yerovam ben Nevat, sheleyalu Yisrael Regel, who he stopped Klal Yisrael from going up to be Oyle Regel. Ma osu ksherim, the very kosher people, the good straight people, sheboisoder of that generation, v'yirei chet, and those who had fear of sin, those who wanted to do the mitzvahs, they wanted to bring bikurim. How did they bring bikurim? The guards would stop them. So hiviu sali bikurim. They took a whole basket full of bikurim, which is the first fruits that are ripening of the seven species in Eretz Yisrael. V'chipom biktzios, and they covered over all those fruits in the basket. They covered them over with dried figs. V'notlum, and took them. V'ali al kasfem, and they would put on their shoulders, they would put this grinding tool. When they reached these guards, the guards asked these people, where are you going? So these people would say to the guards, we're just going to make some round cakes of pressed figs in the grinding bowl, which is just down the road, or just ahead of us. And with this grinding tool that we have on our backs, we're going to use that. And with this machteshes, with this grinding bowl, that we're going to then make these cakes with the dried figs. Kivan she'ovru mehem, as soon as these pious and righteous people passed the soldiers, it's from Besalim, then they would adorn and they would decorate the baskets, v'vi'om l'Yerushalayim, and bring them to Yerushalayim, and bring the bikurim. And that is why they were called Bnei Goinve Ali. They would smuggle through the soldiers using this grinding tool, the Ali, and they would do this via the Koitzik Tzios with the dried figs in their baskets. Tana, the Braisa said, Hein Hein Bnei Sulmoi Hanatufchi. There was a similar incident with these people called Salmoi Hanatufchi. Tana Rabbonon, what was the story there? Mahein Bnei Salmoi Hanatufchi. Omru Pamachas, at one point, Gozru Amalchus Gzeir Al Yisrael, then the governments there, those that were reigning over the Yidden, they made a Gzeir, a decree, Shelo Yoviu Eitzim Lemarocha, that they could not bring wood to the Mizbeach. Ve'yishivu Prus Dois Al Adrochim, and they positioned guards on the way, Kederech Sho Yishiv Yerovam Ben Nevat, like the Rosh Yerovam Ben Nevat, he positioned Al Adrochim on the roads, Shelo Yalu Yisrael Leregel, that Klal Yisrael should not be able to come to the Beis Hamikdash to be Oyle Regel. Ma'os Yurei Chet Sheba'isado. What did those who feared sin and wanted to do the mitzvahs, what did they do? Hiviu Gizrem, they brought their logs. Va'osu Sulamis, and they made of their logs, they made ladders. V'inichu Al Kasfem, and they put the ladders on their shoulders. V'holchulahem, and they went on their way to Yerushalayim. Kivan Sheikiu Etzlon, when they arrived at these guards, Omru Lahem, the guards said to them, Lehechonatam Holchim, where are you going? Omru Lahem. So these people said to the guards, "Lahavi geizolis mishayvach shelefaneinu. We're just going to get those young pigeons from the dovecote ahead of us. Ubasulamis shel kasfeinu, and we're going to use these ladders to go up onto the dovecotes to take the pigeons. Kivan she'avru mehem. As soon as they passed these soldiers, pirkum, they disassembled. They took apart these ladders, and now they had a pile of logs. Ve'viom, they brought them v'helum Yerushalayim and took them up to Yerushalayim." And on people like this, who went out of their way at risk of their own lives to do the mitzvahs, who Omer the Pasuk says in Mishli, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, that we remember Tzadikim for Brocha. But for the Roshoim, stopping people doing mitzvahs, Nehmar the Pasuk there in Mishli continues, V'shem Roshoim, the name of the wicked, Yirkov will rot. Continues the Gemara. Be'estrim boy, Bnei Pachas Moyov Ben Yehuda. And we'll remember in the Mishnah on Daf Chavov Amud Aleph, we saw there were nine times that were appointed dates where these nine families through all the generations would be bringing wood to the Beis HaMikdosh. The first of Nisan was Oirach, the 20th of Tammuz was Bnei David, The 5th of Av was Bnei Parosh. There was the 7th of Av was the Bnei Yundov. There's the 10th of Av was Bnei Sanov. The 15th of Av was Bnei Zatu with a number of others that we've seen. On the 20th of Av was the Bnei Pachas Moav, which we're just mentioning here. On the 20th of Elul was Bnei Adin. And that's as far as the Mishnah goes. And then on the 1st of Teves, then the Bnei Parosh, a second time, they would again bring the wood. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in the Braisa that Bnei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda, that the Mishnah says they would bring the woods on the 20th of Av. Hein hein Bnei David ben Yehuda. They were the same Bnei David ben Yehuda that would bring the woods on the 20th of Tammuz. Divi Reb Meir, that was the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Yosi says in this Braisa, Hein hein Bnei Yoav ben Tzruya, that this Yoav ben Tzruya was from David HaMelech's family, and this Pachas Moav was actually Yoav ben Tzruya. And this Tzruya was a sister of David HaMelech, and David HaMelech came from Rus, and Rus was from Moav. So either way, either according to Reb Meir, Pachas Moav, the family of Pachas Moav, according to Reb Meir, was actually the Bnei David, and they were called Pachas Moav because of Rus. And according to Reb Yosi, it was Yoav ben Tzruya, who also came from that same Rus HaMoavia. That's one braisa. So now we just had a machlekes, a discussion, whether the 20th of Av, who was the Pachas Moav? Was it the Ben David or was it Yoav? This continues the Gemara. Be'esrim be'elul, on the 20th of Elul, Bnei Adin ben Yehuda, v'chulu. So now we're moving to the 20th of Elul. Tonu Rabbonon, Bnei Adin ben Yehuda, who are they? Hein hein Bnei David ben Yehuda. Here, Divi Reb Yehuda. This time it's Reb Yehuda who says that the Bnei Adin are actually Bnei David. And there's a discussion why they would have been called Bnei Adin, and Rashi brings here that from Chazal, from a Gemara, that whilst they were learning, he was learning Torah, he was very, very Adin, very refined, and only when he went out to war, then he became a warrior. That's why he was called Adin, because of his refinement when he was learning. But either way, the Bnei Adin, according to Reb Yehuda, are the same family as Bnei David. That means the 20th of Elul and the 20th of Tammuz was the same family. Reb Yosi Omer, here it's again Reb Yosi. We'll soon see in the Gemara that it's not the same Reb Yosi, or it's the same Reb Yosi, but it's a different braisa, an arguing opinion about Reb Yosi. But Reb Yosi said, Omer hein hein Bnei Yoav ben Tzruya. In the first braisa, Pachas Moav was Bnei Yoav, and in this braisa, the Bnei Adin are the Bnei Yoav. Continues the Gemara. Be'echod b'teves sheboi Bnei Parosh shnia l'chulu. So we saw that the ninth and final date in the year, which was the 1st of Teves, there the family Parosh, who already brought on the 5th of Av, they brought again, and the Mishnah says explicitly, shnia, they brought a second time. Says the Gemara Mani, this Mishnah that only mentions regarding Bnei Parosh that there was a second time they brought, it seems to me that all the other families mentioned, they only brought once. And we have an issue with that. Mani, who would this Mishnah be following? Masnisin loy Reb Meir. It's not Reb Meir, because according to Reb Meir we saw, Reb Meir says that the Pachas Moav was the same as the Ben David, the Bnei David. So if so, the Bnei David brought the first time on the 20th of Tammuz and the second time on the 20th of Av. Why doesn't the Mishnah there say they brought a second time? V'loi Reb Yehuda, it's not Reb Yehuda either, because Reb Yehuda said that the Bnei Adin of the 20th of Elul was the same family as the Bnei David of the 20th of Tammuz. So why doesn't it say Bnei Adin they were bringing a second time? V'loi Reb Yosi, it's not Reb Yosi either. Because assuming that the two braises we mentioned are the same opinion of Reb Yosi, then Pachas Moav and Adin, both of them are Yoav ben Tzruya. If which case, it should say that Bnei Adin are bringing a second time. I Reb Meir listnu sheboi Bnei David ben Yehuda shnia. I Reb Yehuda, listni sheboi Bnei David ben Yehuda shnia. Because both according to, as we explained, Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir, the Bnei David are bringing a second time. I Reb Yosi listnu sheboi Bnei Yoav ben Tzruya shnia. According to Reb Yosi, it's Yoav ben Tzruya that are bringing twice, once on the 20th of Av under the name of Pachas Moav, and once on the 20th of Elul under the name of Bnei Adin. Says the Gemara, no, La'olam Rabbi Yosi, this mission is following Rabbi Yosi, Utrei Tanoi Alibud Rabbi Yosi. The two Rabbi Yosis are not the same opinion. There was an argument what Rabbi Yosi said. Either Pachas Moyav was Yoav ben Tzruya, or Bnei Adin was Yoav ben Tzruya, but not both. So according to Rabbi Yosi, the Mishnah is very easily read that only the Bnei Parush who brought twice. Continues the Gemara, Be'echod B'teve Yisloi Hoya Boi Maimud V'chulu. And we already learnt in the Mishnah on Daf Chavov Amud Aleph why on the first of Teves there was no Ma'amodois, because it was also Korban Eitzim, also Halil, also Musaf. But now the Gemara is actually going to first discuss something that Rabbi Yeshua had said, Rabbi Nazai quoted in the name of Rabbi Yeshua a few lines earlier in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yeshua had said, Korban Musaf ein b'mincha, that on a day that the Korban Musaf was brought, they would not do the Ma'amodois by Mincha. Korban Eitzim, etc. And that was the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. However, the opinion of the Tanakama, which was Rabbi Kiva before he changed his mind in the Mishnah, is Korban Musaf Ein B'Ne'ilah. And what that means is that on the day that there's a Korban Musaf, they would not say the Ma'amodois at all. Not by Musaf, not by Mincha, and not by Ne'ilah. However, according to Ben Azai, it seems that Korban Musaf Ein B'Mincha, only by Mincha they would not do the Ma'amodois, and that's what the Gemara is going to discuss now. Omale Mar Kashisha Breder of Chizda L'Ravashi. Mar Kashisha asked Ravashi, Ma'ishno Halil D'Dochi D'Day. Everyone agrees that a day that there's Halil, then when is Halil said? By Shacharis. So because there's Halil, you don't do Ma'amodois by Shacharis. Why is it that by Musaf, a day that you have Musaf, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it only overrides Ma'amodois of Mincha and does not override the Ma'amodois of itself of Musaf? Omale Rav Ashi says, Hashta de lav didei dochi, didei le kolchkin. It goes without saying. Of course, in the same way as the Shacharis Halil overrides and pushes away the Ma'amodois of Shacharis, the Musaf overrides the Ma'amodois of Musaf. What the Gemara was saying, what Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah is saying, is not only Musaf doesn't have Ma'amodois, even Mincha doesn't have Ma'amodois. Omer le, hocheka minelcha. So Mar Kashisha said to Rav Ashi, this is what I meant to ask you. Loi litchi elo didei. Says, why is it that by Halil, only the Ma'amodois of Shacharis is pushed away? And why is it that by Musaf, not only is Ma'amodois of Musaf pushed away, but Ma'amodois of Mincha is also pushed away? It should only push away Musaf. Omar le. So Rav Ashi said to Mar Kashisha, Iker Rabbi Yosi dekoi kavasoch. It's a good question, and indeed Rav Yosi holds that on a day there's Musaf, only the Ma'amodois of Musaf are not said, but the Ma'amodois of Mincha is said. D'Tanya, we learnt in a Braisa. Now the Tanakama of that Braisa, who holds like Rabbi Akiva held in our Mishnah before he changed his mind, he held that on a day that there's Musaf, you don't say the Ma'amodois, not by Musaf and not by Mincha, and also not by Ne'ilah. And on a Tanakama like that in the Braisa, D'Tanya, we learned that Rabbi Yosi corresponded to that Tanakama and said, you Tanakama say on a day that there's Musaf, there's no Ma'amodois, not by Musaf, not by Mincha, not by Ne'ila. Rabbi Yosi says no. Rabbi Yosi says, Kol Yoim Shiesh by Musaf, on a day there's Musaf, Yesh by Maimud. We do say Ma'amodois. That means in one of the times that you Tanakama say you don't say Ma'amodois, at one or more of those times, I, Rabbi Yosi, argue and say, you do say Ma'amodois. That's all Rabbi Yosi said. And it's a bit cryptic, we have to understand what he meant. Maimud de Maim. Which Maimud did Rabbi Yosi say that on a day there's Musaf, you do say the Ma'amodois, in contrast to the Tanakama who say you don't say Ma'amodois? Ilema Maimud de Shacharis. Maimud de Shacharis. Are you going to say that he means on a day of Musaf, there's not a reason not to say Ma'amodois by Shacharis? Tanakama nami hochikoma. The Tanakama agree with that. The Tanakama just said that on a day that there's a Musaf, there's no Ma'amodois by Musaf Mincha Ne'ilah. But Shacharis, there's no reason not to be Ma'amodois. That wouldn't be an argument between Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakama. Elom Maimud de Musaf. It must be that what Rabbi Yosi means is that even Maimud of Musaf, that you do say that on a day that there's Musaf, you do say Ma'amodois by Musaf. Asks the Gemara, Didei Nami Loidochi? What, can it be that even its own Ma'amodois, Musaf itself, doesn't get pushed out of the way? That can't be. It goes without saying, and possibly similar to what we saw before at the top of the Amud. They're like Halil pushes away the Mamodus of Shachris, so Musaf pushes away the Mamodus of Musaf. Nobody was going to argue with that. Elod Mincha. It must be that what Rabbi Yossi said, when Rabbi Yossi said, Kol Yom Shiesh by Musaf, any day there's a Musaf, Yesh by Maimed, what he means is that by Musaf there's no Maimed, and by Mincha there is Maimed. And this is exactly what Marcus Shisha said, that maybe the Maimed of Musaf should only push away the Maimed of Musaf, not the Maimed of Mincha. And this is the Rabbi Yossi that Ravashi says holds like Marcus Shisha. Asks the Gemara, but you, Rabbi Yossi, says that any day that there's a Musaf, you say Mamodis by Mincha? Is that true? Korban Eitzim, Dochi. Are there not days where there is Musaf and you don't say Mamodis by Mincha? For example, on a day where there's a Korban Eitzim, and when there's Korban Eitzim, there's no Mamodis by Mincha. Elolav, it must be, Dini'ila. That what Rabbi Yossi meant was that kol yom shiesh by musaf, any day that there's musaf, yesh by maimed. There definitely is mamodos by ne'ila, but there's no mamodos by musaf and mincha. And sometimes when there's korban eitzim, there's no mamodos by musaf and mincha. When there's no korban eitzim, there is mamodos by mincha, and just not by musaf. Shma mino. What do we see from here? Didei dochi. That we see from here that the Korban Musaf only pushes away the Mamodis of Musaf, the Lav Didei, but Mincha, if there's no Korban Eitzim, or Ne'ila, anytime, Loi Dochi, does not get pushed, the Mamodis of Mincha and Ne'ila do not get pushed away, consequent to the Musaf. Shma Minor, this is the Rabbi Yossi who holds like what Marcus Shisha said before. Continues the Gemara, and this takes us back to the Mishnah. And the heading for this was on the last line of Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. Be'echod b'Tevis lo hoya by Maimud. We saw that on the first of Tevis they didn't do Mamodis at all, because it was also Halil, because it's Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. It also got Musaf because of Rosh Chodesh, and also it was a day of the Eitzim. We saw that the family of Bnei Porosh would bring the woods the second time. So there was no Mamodis on the first of Tevis. Asks the Gemara. On the first of Nisan, which is when the Bnei Oirach would bring the woods, there also there was Halil because it was Rosh Chodesh, there was Musaf because it's Rosh Chodesh, and there was the Korban Eitzim of the Bnei Oirach. So it's this exactly the same as the first of Teves. So why is the Mishnah single out Teves and not Nisan? The only difference is that on the first of Teves you had two reasons to say Halil, Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, and on the first of Nisan you don't have Chanukah, you only have Rosh Chodesh, but you still have Halil. So what should be the difference between the two? V'listnin nami be'echod b'Nisan lo hayo boi maimed mipnei sheyesh boi Halil v'korban Musaf v'korban Eitzim. The same three things that push away the Mamodos, Halil, Musaf, and the Eitzim, you have on the first of Nisan. Answers the Gemara, Omar Rava, Zoy Soimeres. It's obviously clear from our Mishnah that Halela de Bereish Yarcha, the Halil of Rosh Chodesh, Lav Deiraisa. It's not a biblical requirement at all, and it certainly was not able to push away the Mamodis of Shachris because of a Halil of Rosh Chodesh. A Halil of Chanukah, there is different, and therefore we say that when you have on the first of Teves, you don't say Mamodis even Shachris. But on the first of Nisan, you do Mamodis at Shachris, because the Halil is only Rosh Chodesh, and it's called Lav Deiraisa, it's not biblical. And this is a Gemara in Erechin. Shmoina Osor Yom Bashana, there are 18 days of the year in Eretz Yisrael, that Yochid Gomer Ben Es HaHalil, there's even a requirement for every single individual to say the entire Halil. And they are Shmoina Simei Chag, the 8 days of Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres, or Shmoina Simei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, the Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, and the first day of Pesach, the Yom Tov Rishon Shel Atzeres, and the first day of Shavuos. Ubagoyla, and in Chutz Loretz, Esrim Echod Yom, because of the second days of Yom Tov, you have an extra few days. There's 21 days, not 18. Ve'eluhin Tishas Yemei Achag, there's 9 days of Sukkot, because you've got 2 days of Shmini Atzeres, also known as Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. U'Shmoinis Yemei Chanukah, you have the same 8 days of Chanukah. U'Shnei Yomim Rishonim Shel Pesach, it's not just 1 day of the first day of Pesach, there's 2 first days of Pesach. U'Beis Yomim Tovim Shel Atzeres, and the 2 days of Shavuos. So we see from there that there's only 18 or 21 days where you actually have to say the whole of Halil. Rosh Chodesh is not one of these days. You don't say, there's no requirement for a Yochid to be Goymer Be'enes a Halil on Rosh Chodesh. So you see from there that it's not a biblical requirement. And Rashi explains here that the Nevi'im, they instated that one should say Halil whenever there's a Yom Tov, or when they got saved from a serious challenge, a Golus, a problem, a Tzara, then one should say the Halil on the Geula. And therefore, all the above are considered somewhat as biblical requirements of Halil. Continues the Gemara. Rav Ikle LeBovel. Rav was once visiting Bovel. We just learned now from the Gemara in Erechin, from a Braisa to Sefta, Masecha Seifrim, that you only say Halil on those 18 days, not on Rosh Chodesh. There's no chiyuv for a Yochid to be Goymer as a Halil on Rosh Chodesh. Here Rav came to some place in Bovel, he saw them saying Halil on Rosh Chodesh. Sova laf sukinui, he was going to stop them and say, you don't say Halil on Rosh Chodesh. Kiven dechoza dekomadalge deluge. When he saw that they were jumping, we all know that on Rosh Chodesh there's two parts of the Halil that we skip. He saw them skipping. They weren't saying Halil Gomor, they weren't saying the whole Halil. Omar, so he said, Shema Mino, it's clear from the way they're saying Halil that it's only a minigav seim biyadeim. It's just a custom that they had from their fathers to say an abridged version of Halil on Rosh Chodesh. It's not like the real Halil, there's no reason to stop them. Continues the Gemara Tana, we learnt in a Braisa. Yochid lo yaschil, an individual shouldn't start saying Halil on Rosh Chodesh. Ve'im hischil, and if he did, Goymer, he can finish the Halil. Not the whole Halil, he obviously skips part of it, because saying the whole Halil, it reflects a biblical type of requirement that certainly doesn't exist on Rosh Chodesh, but he can finish off the Halil. Continues the Gemara. Chamisha dvarim iru es aviseinu b'shiva asa b'tamuz chulu. This takes us back to the Mishnah that we saw in the Mishnah that five things happened on the 17th of Tammuz. And we're going to see now in the Gemara what the five are. The Mishnah told us what they were. The Gemara is going to tell us what the sources are and a bit about them. The first one was Nishtabru aluchais. The luchais got broken. Minolon. Where? How told you? How do you know it was on the 17th of Tammuz? And Rashi quote says here that what's behind this question is that we know from a Gemara in Shabbos there's actually a machleikus exactly what day of Sivan was Matan Torah, and therefore it could have affected when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the luchos themselves. Did he go up on the 6th or on the 7th of Sivan? And that would reflect on when he came down, and that would also influence the day that he broke the luchos, which was 40 days later. So the Gemara wants to know, in the Mishnah here it says that everybody agrees that on the 17th of Tammuz, Moshe broke the luchos. How does that work? Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. B'shisho l'chodesh nitnu aseres hadibros l'Yisrael. According to the Chachomim, the Matan Torah, the aseres hadibros, were read to Klal Yisrael on the 6th of Sivan. Rabbi Yosi Omer b'shiva boy. Rabbi Yosi says it was on the 7th of Sivan. Man de Omar b'shisho nitnu. According to the Chachomim, b'shisho nitnu, on the 6th they got the Torah. Or b'shiva ola Moshe, on the next day, on the 7th of Sivan, Moshe went up to start his 40 days in heaven to receive the luchos. Man de Omar b'shiva. According to Rabbi Yosi, who says that Matan Torah was on the 7th of Sivan, he agrees with the Chachomim that even though b'shiva nitnu, even though the Torah, Matan Torah, was on the 7th, b'shiva ola Moshe, like the Chachomim said, on that same day, on the 7th of Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu went up. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu went up, according to all opinions, on the 7th of Sivan, marking the first of his 40 days. Tichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, and nobody can disagree with this, the pasuk says, "Vayishkein kved Hashem al Har Sinai, vayichaseu he'onon sheishes yomim, vayikra al Moshe b'yom ha'shvi mitoicha onon." Moshe was called on the 7th, b'yom ha'shvi, on the 7th. We assume it means the 7th of Sivan. He was called up to Shemaim. Ochsiv, it says in another pasuk, "Vayovei Moshe b'soicha onon, vayal elohor vayi Moshe b'hor arboim yom v'arboim lailo." We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was there for 40 days. Esrim v'arbod de Sivan, the first day of the 40 was the 7th day of Sivan. There was 30 days in Sivan, that makes a total of 24 days in Sivan. V'shitzar de Tammuz, and there were 16 days, the first 16 days of Tammuz, which then marked the 16th of Tammuz was the 40th day. Milu lohen arboim, that was the completion of the 40 days. The next morning, b'shivzar b'tammuz, nochis, Moshe Rabbeinu came down. Also, he came with Tovrinu Luluchos, he saw the Egel, he broke the Luchos. Or 7, it says in the Pasuk, Vayhi Kasher Korav El Amachne, when Moshe grew close to the camps, Vayar Eso Egel, he saw the calf, Umacholos, and the dancing, Vayicharaf Moshe, Vayashlich Miyodov Es Aluchos, Vayishabir Oisom Tachas Ahor, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. So everybody agrees on the 17th of Tammuz, the Luchos were broken. That's the first calamity that happened on the 17th of Tammuz. The next thing, Botel HaTomid, that at some point in history, and we'd already when we learned the Mishnah, we mentioned there's a number of different opinions, but the Korban Tomid was stopped. Gemara, there's a tradition that that happened on the 17th of Tammuz. Huvkair, the city of Yerushalayim was breached also on the 17th of Tammuz, asks the Gemara, Bayud Zayin Hava? Was the city breached on the 17th of Tammuz? V'oksiv, does it not say in the Pasuk, B'chodesh Horavi, B'tisho L'chodesh, on the 4th month, which is Tammuz, on the 9th of the month, V'yechazak Arov, B'ir, there was a lot of hunger and famine in the city, V'loihoyo Lechem La'amoretz, and the people didn't have anything to eat. V'oksiv Basren, it says afterwards in the Pasuk, and the next Pasuk, V'atiboka Ho'ir, that the city was besieged, V'chol Anshei HaMelchama Yivruchu, etc. So you see that the city was breached on the 9th of Tammuz, not on the 17th of Tammuz. Omar Rav Leikashi, it's not a question, Kan Bereshoino, Kan Bishnia. There were two destructions of the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash and second Beis HaMikdash. And they were the breaching of the city was on different dates. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Bereshoino, by the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, Huvka Ha'ir B'tisha B'Tammuz, the city was besieged on the 9th of Tammuz, B'Shnia, but by the second destruction, B'Shiva Asar, boy, the city was besieged on the 17th of Tammuz. The next thing that happened was Sorav Apustumus Es HaTorah, that the Sefer Torah was Chas V'Shalom burnt. Gemara, again, there was a tradition that it was on the 17th of Tammuz. And finally, Hermit Tzelem Behechal, Menashe put an Avodah Zorah, a Tzelem, an image of Avodah Zorah inside the Heichal. Minolon, how do we know that this happened? Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk in Daniel, Umeis Husar Atomid, from the time that the ability to bring the Korban Tomid was removed from them, Veloseis Shikutz Shoimim, and they put the Shikutz, which is an abomination, Shoimim, one that couldn't speak and couldn't, it was a mute abomination in Avodah Zorah. Yomim Elef Mosaim V'Tishim. So you see that when the Korban Tomid was stopped, there was a Tzelem, which the Pasuk calls a Shikutz Shoimim, that was put into the Kodesh. Asks the Gemara that from that Pasuk it just seems that there was a Shikutz Shoimim, there was a single Avodah Zorah that was put in the Heichal. V'chad Hava, was there just one? V'oksiv, does it not say earlier on in Daniel another Pasuk, V'al Knaf Shikutzim M'Shoimim, in plural it seems there was more than one Tzelem that was put in the Heichal? Omar Rava says the truth is Trei Hava, Menashe put two in there. V'nofal chad al chavrei, one of the Avodah Zorahs fell on the other one, v'tavrilei liyodei, and broke the hand of that second Avodah Zorah, and therefore the other Pasuk that we mentioned first, Shikutz Shemim, only mentions and a single Tzelem, and the Mishnah also just says v'hemid Tzelem b'heichal, it only mentions the one, only one of them. V'shtakach d'havaksiv, and what happened was that it was actually, they found when the hand got broken, that it was written on the hand, or I'm not sure if it's on the hand, it was written on the Tzelem, on the Avodah Zorah that didn't get broken, it was written on him, Ant Tzovis, you, as if one Avodah Zorah, one Tzelem is talking to the other Tzelem, you, other Tzelem, now broken Tzelem, Tzovis, you wanted L'Churuva Besa, you wanted to destroy Hashem's house, Yodcha Eshlimasle, I was now a representative of Hashem to break your hand and give it back to Hashem, so to speak, as a punishment for you wanting to destroy Hashem's Beis HaMikdash. But that was the incident of the Hermit Tzelem Beheichal, and it happened at the same time as the Pasuk says, that Me'eis Husar HaTomid, that when the Korban Tomid was stopped on that same date, the Tzelem was put in the Heichal, and it was on the 17th of Tammuz. And Yemir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to start from here, and we're going to learn about Tisha B'Av.